Marine turtles are often caught in nets, on longline hooks, or get tangled in rubbish. And a 30-year-old loggerhead turtle named Frankie is undergoing care in Broome. Loggerhead turtles are named for their huge heads that support powerful jaw muscles, which can crush hard-shelled prey like clams and sea urchins easily. Hinako Shiraishi caught up with Chris Mitchell from Native Animal Rescue to check in on how Frankie the turtle is recovering.
We had a call the other night that she was on Cable Beach, and some members of the public managed to get one of the other groups in town to put her in a car, and we got a call later that night, and we went around to the other person's house and removed it from her car and put it in ours, and we sort of thought, we're not really sure what's wrong with it, so we took her back to Cable Beach and we actually released her. She swam off, so we thought that was really good. The following morning, she was back on Cable Beach, so we went down, picked her up, and realised then that there's something really wrong. So we took her to the vets, x-rayed her, blood tests, and now she's undergoing treatment. She's the first loggerhead we've had here in Broome, in our care, but they do swim around the Kimberley coast. But they're listed as vulnerable and endangered, so she's a big, mature female, so we're hoping that all our works will make her better and she can get released back in the wild.
What is wrong with her exactly?
We're not overly sure, but she came in and she had an edema, which is a swelling, substantial swelling. So we treated that already, and the actual swelling has started reducing already, which is a good sign. But she's also floating, so there's other issues going on. So we'll medicate her and increase the water depth and stuff like that.
And in front of me are two massive tubs. They look almost like mini swimming pools for kids, but there aren't any children inside them. Instead, there are two turtles, both in individual tubs, one splashing around. You can probably hear her. Her name's Shannon, and now that I'm looking at her and talking about her, I think she's got some stage fright, so she stopped splashing. And then over on my left, slowly swimming around in her little tub, is Frankie, and Frankie's the newest rescue turtle here at the Native Animal Rescue.
And how old do you think she is?
It's hard to tell, but I suppose that looking at the size of her, she's probably around the 30 years of age mark. But they can grow 130 kilos or more. So we've actually been told she may even be a sub-adult, which I think, just looking at her, I think she's probably a little bit more towards the adult stage.
And unlike her neighbour, she's not moving much. The one on my right is swimming in circles. But Ms. Loggerhead here, she's not moving at all.
Yeah, they don't move much at all. She's quite happy just laying there, and she'll come up for a breath when she feels like it. So they can hold their breath for quite a substantial amount of time. Yeah, so she'll just lay there, not expend any energy. And all the medication should hopefully be working on her while she's just laying there. So we don't want her racing around the tank, otherwise she's going to get exhausted. So yeah.
And how long can she hold her breath for?
Checking on some of the information that's out there, you know, a couple of hours sometimes, but
wow.
Most of them will come up every 15, 20 minutes, 40 minutes or whatever. It just depends on the circumstances. When they come in like this, they don't normally eat. They're pretty sick. They just lay there.
But how long can a turtle go for without eating?
Months. A long time, some of them, because they're like a reptile, so some can, they don't have to eat every day. So she's got good condition on her. She's really solid. But, we try and feed them as often as possible when they're actually healthy again, and then they'll go back out in the wild and they just eat when they want to eat, sort of thing. But they eat crabs and sea urchins and all sorts of bottom-dwelling sort of creatures and stuff. They will eat fish and other things, and jellyfish. I'm hoping she won't have a diet of jellyfish because they're hard to catch.
And what about beach dwellers who may come across a turtle that's been washed up on the beach? What's the best way to approach it?
We'll probably get in touch with the appropriate authorities, which is Parks and Wildlife. Mind you, in Broome, people will ring us. We answer the phone 24/7, and we'll come down and check the turtle out and see if it's injured or not. Often people ring up and they go, there's a turtle stranded on the beach at low tide. And they're air breathers, so they do get trapped by the tide sometimes, and they're quite happy to sit on damp sand until the tide comes back, and then they swim off again. But often when they got floater syndrome, they get washed up on the beach, and they, you know, because they're just at the mercy of the tides and the wind. And then we'll actually pick them up and bring them back and start the treatment process.
And so what are you doing for this loggerhead right now? So you've got her in kind of shallow water, and her shell, her back is kind of protruding from the water.
Yeah, well, she's floating at the moment, so she's actually in water deep enough to be a bit, underwater. But right. She's got the what they call floater syndrome, so she's going to be like this for a while until we get that air out of the body.
Yeah, what is the, how do you get the air out of the body exactly? Because it must be underneath the shell in between.
It's in the body cavities. We hydrate them frequently with fluids, and that sort of often means the animal's constipated, which means they've got a blockage right through. So we've got to try and soften that blockage up and get them to pass it. So constant hydration. She's under antibiotics and stuff like that with medication. So, it just takes time. Yeah. So.
And here at Animal Rescue, how many turtles do you have? How many? I see there's a sea snake over there. How many animals do you have around here?
We've got a sea snake currently in care. She's got a floating issue as well, a gas buildup in the animal. Currently, we've got six, but there's another one coming this afternoon, another little floater from the Pilbara, so she'll fly in this afternoon. Most we've had here at one time has been 9, so it's a lot of work for us. And we've got some really good helpers around town, but once we actually build our turtle facility, we'll have more people involved, and which will be great.
And how do you get these turtles? Where do they come from? You mentioned that one's flying in today.
Yeah, Avier flies up and down between the Pilbara and Broome, and they look after us fairly well, and we're able to put them on the plane, usually small turtles. But we've had 60-kilo green turtles being brought up on the plane when there's room on the plane, which is great. But, most of the times they're sub-adult turtles, so they're only probably anywhere between 6 and 10, 15 kilos. So they're not too big, and they can come up in tubs and stuff like that. But, this guy's from loggerhead's from Cable Beach, so she'll get released here. All the Pilbara turtles that come up have to be flown back to or transported back to the Pilbara to be released back there. So we're trying to release them as closest to their normal grounds as possible, bearing in mind that they are migratory animals, so they'll swim around, they travel all over the ocean, but it's better to put them back in there where they come from to start with, so that they know their foraging grounds and stuff like that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time, Chris.
No problems, my pleasure.
Chris Mitchell, who is from Native Animal Rescue, talking to Hinako Shiraishi about the new addition to their care, Frankie. Frankie, the loggerhead turtle found on Cable Beach this week, and the first loggerhead turtle in the organisation's care.